Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Rebecca Schultz. She is the Minister of Environment and Protected Areas for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure and it's good to be back.
All right. Main thing we want to talk about today is on drought and flood protection. There's been a lot of work happening on this around the province lately, including some of that also here in the Peace region as well. I know you've also made some funding announcements over some projects along with that the last little bit. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's all sort of happening around that?
Yeah, of course. So specifically around the projects that we had just announced, those are really around our watershed resiliency and restoration program. So a lot of this work goes to make the province more naturally drought resilient, prevent floods, and improve water quality. Just in the middle of January, we announced $3.5 million in funding for that program, and that allows us to strengthen the natural capacity of Alberta's watersheds to really reduce the intensity, magnitude, the duration, and the effects from both flooding and drought. So far, we have dedicated more than $46.5 million to flood and drought resilience programs throughout this program across the province. And honestly, since 2014, this funding has helped restore, enhance, and conserve over 5,400 hectares of wetlands and riparian areas.
And when we talk about, you know, some of this work that's happening in these sort of wetland areas, what exactly is kind of going on to help with the kind of the droughts and floods and protecting against that in the wetlands with this work that's happening?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so it honestly depends on the area of the province and what exactly the issues are. So for example, just this fall, I was out planting trees along a riverbend or a river's edge, which helps to prevent erosion and helps maintain some of that soil along the edge of the river, for example. And when it goes to this funding, goes out into the community, it goes to organizations, a variety of organizations from ALICE Canada, the Lakeland Agricultural Research Association, Lac-La-Biche County, Northern Alberta Institute of Technology. We have the Old Man Watershed Council. In some cases, it's gone to municipalities. And so it's a variety of different types of groups, municipalities, you name it, on a variety of different types of projects, depending on the actual environment in those areas. But so far, more than 11,000 Albertans have taken part in training workshops as well, funded through this program, on natural restoration techniques and other practices that can help us with that watershed resiliency.
Of course, one thing that has been a bit of a concern that has come up from several areas of the province recently is about concerns about drought conditions and not too much moisture over the past little while, and that has some concerns for what could potentially happen, and especially later on in the spring and summer with that kind of stuff. What kind of things are you trying to do and kind of wanted to see happen to help avoid a potential drought situation happening?
Yeah, and that's such a great question. It's definitely been a topic of conversation over the last number of weeks. This isn't exclusive to Alberta. I'll just start by saying that. So according to Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada's latest numbers, more than 72% of the country is experiencing moderate to exceptional drought conditions. So what we're seeing right now, it's an El Nino phenomenon this year, a really warm and dry winter with less snow and precipitation. And where that's left us right now is where we have 51 areas across the province under water shortage advisories out of approximately 150 water management areas. And it's not just in southern Alberta. I think a lot of the conversation is around the southern part of the province, but really there are areas right across the province, including in northern Alberta, that are seeing this type of drought. So we really wanted to be proactive. We started reaching out before the holidays, letting people know that this is the situation we're in and the importance of planning. So we sent a letter to municipalities in December, and we posted that publicly, making sure that municipalities are already preparing, looking at their water consumption, looking at ways that they can conserve water. And now we are starting to work on our 2024 drought emergency plan. A first draft has been completed. We're refining that with all of our major partners. We also rely on irrigation districts and other industries to bring forward their planning for how they're going to manage with less water. In the past, when we've been in situations like this, we've taken a collaborative approach where all of those major water users come to the table, willing to roll up their sleeves and have a conversation about how we can make sure that all users within a system have access to water.
And definitely flooding is certainly the same thing the province is keeping an eye on. Also of note is a number of studies going on in different areas on potential flood hazards, especially we get into the springtime. And I know around the Peace region, been a little warmer recently, so the ice on the river is kind of starting to break up a little bit. And there have been some issues around the region the past few years, particularly I know up in Fort Vermillion a few years ago, they had a really bad flooding problems in the spring because of ice on the river and whatnot. So what kind of things are you hoping to see out of some of those studies? Taking place?
You know, that's important, and that's why we undertook that flood mapping work and made all of that work available for feedback from municipalities and others right across the province. And why that is important is so that we understand what type of risks we might be facing when it comes to floods. And even in a year that we have significant drought, like right now, we can still see flooding in the spring, especially in the late spring. So that type of data helps us make better decisions and understand what our risks are. And also on the drought side, again, just talking about data, we awarded a contract to WaterSmart Solutions. And what they're going to do is look at our drought modeling so that we can then maximize our water supply. They have some pretty unique and proven expertise in watershed management, especially in the South Saskatchewan River Basin, but they do a great job there. And so whether it be the flooding side or potential droughts, data is what is going to help us understand what the risks are and maximize the water that we have.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to add a little personal question, show that the politicians are people too. Of course, we are still only a month into the new year. A lot of there are some people out there that like to make a big deal out of New Year's resolutions. What about you? Are you one of those New Year's resolutions type of people? And if so, what is the resolution for you?
Oh my gosh, you know, it's so funny. This is my favorite part of interviews with your station, and I never know what questions are coming, but typically I have always been a resolutions person and making multiple resolutions and tracking my progress over the year. And this year, you know, I really didn't make specific resolutions. It was a busy year last year, but still managed to train for running and spend lots of time with my family and then spend time traveling the province and working on this very important file and environment. So the only thing that I had on my list for 2024 was to take some time to read something other than briefing notes, like take some time to get back into reading the fiction. I didn't have a lot of time to do that when jumping into this new file last spring. So that was really the only thing I came up with, is spend a little bit more time reading things that are not briefing notes and government documents, maybe just some fiction. I think it's good even just 10 minutes a day.
I hope you find a good book or two to check out over the next little bit. Rebecca Schultz, the province's Minister of Environment and Protected Areas, thanks for joining us here today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much.